I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is November 7th, 2018. Welcome to all of you. There's been some great events that have taken place since our last show. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox for winning the World Series. Also, yesterday was voting day across America, and according to social media, it's been a great turnout. So, those are a few current events, and here we are, and I'm going to ask you this question. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight with yours truly, Pat 58? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go onto these sites and like Keen's pages. Keen.com is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading tonight and change your life. You can also call me at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, and you can get a personalized private reading, and we can talk about things that you don't necessarily want to discuss over the air, but if you do want to discuss them over the air, I invite you to call me tonight, and we can chat. I can be reached, Pat 58, at extension 048-19206. There's also plenty of great advisors on Keen. They're available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to serve you and help you. If you're new to Keen, all you have to do is create an account, and you will be given a great offer. I think right now they have a new offer with something about 10 minutes for, I think it's $10. You might want to check that out. There's also great offers if you text the word KEEN to 40506 on your cell phone. If you want to talk to me tonight on the show, again, I invite you to call 657-383-0802. And we can talk on the show. Well, I'm not going to talk about anything pertinent, except I'm going to give you guys free readings tonight. So here's the rule. Please ask me only two questions. I will answer your two questions. What I do is I use my psychic abilities as well as my intuition. I also use a manipulative called tarot cards, and we look at the cards together, and I give you a reading, okay? Now, I'm very honest and very straightforward, okay? I'm also a pretty nice person for the most part. So I'm ready to take your call, and please tell me your name and where you're from, okay? Here we go. I've got a great line tonight, and I'm really excited. Hello, your name?
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Where are you calling me from?
Sacramento, California.
Well, welcome to my show. So how can I help you, Wendy?
Thank you. I'm 67, and I've been off on an ADA medical leave for 8 months because of a car accident. I returned to work on November 1st. And I'm going through a retraining, which I'm very grateful to the company for. And today was the best day yet. Do you see me? My first question is, do you see me successful and doing well in the training and keeping my job for quite a long time, at least a couple years?
So I heard three questions, so I'm going to ask one. And I'm going to ask if you're going to keep your job for quite a long time, yes or no. You will keep your job for quite a long time. this friend says there's quite a few people around you at work that really like you.
Wow. That's beautiful. And then my second question is, I mentioned I'm 67. I really want to hold off starting my Social Security until I max the amount, which would be age 70. So how many years will it be, or months or whatever? How long will it be before I start collecting my Social Security?
Well, I get 4 to 6 years, honestly.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Well, have a great evening, Wendy. And keep Sacramento intact.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye for now.
Okay, time for our next caller. Here we go.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. You're
it's
live
Christine.
On the air.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey,
it's Christina. Hi. Good. It's so good to hear your voice. And I'm
going
to
attest. What's going on with you, girl?
I know. Oh, too much, too
live?
Much. And I'm,
tell people where you
I am
live.
In Granite Bay, California, outside of Sacramento, but I'm coming to San Francisco
nice
tomorrow.
Area.
Yeah.
So what's
and
going
you
on
are,
tomorrow?
You're more than a nice person, so I can attest for that, doing readings with you for the last 2 years almost.
So
tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to explain something. So please tell people like that we've never like I don't know you in person.
No.
Explain. Okay. So how
so
do I know you?
I found Patricia through Keen.com, and honestly, she is one of my only people that I talk to through Keen. My very first time calling her, it was so accurate, so quick, and she just tells it like it is, and with a big heart, right? She has been, or you have been, extremely accurate every time that I've called, especially about life situations related to my job, down to, hey, I have two different opportunities, I'm kind of leaning towards this one, what do you see? Well, you saw that other one, and I at the time didn't want to believe it, but you know, I went with it. It was absolutely the best choice. I landed where I was supposed to be, and you give me that sense of direction and to know that, hey, you know, it's going to be okay and I'm going in the right way, but you know, you say it like it is. So I've never met Patricia. I feel like I know you though. I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
I really love your Jesus and God-centered focus, too. I think it's beautiful.
That's right.
It is. So, again, you know, I call you because I do have two different travel trips coming up in the next week and a half for work. I'm coming to San Francisco tomorrow for 2 days for training and then
Ooh,
going
you
out.
You can wave high, team. You can wave high.
I know, and I think our offices are right by you guys, actually. So, and then I'm flying to Atlanta next week for training. So I wanted to find out what you saw in those two trips, if there's anything I should be prepared for. And there might be some social aspects of it as well. So I also wanted to see what you might pick up on that, too.
Okay, so let me see. So how will her two, how will Christina's two trips go?
In the next week and a half.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Lots of creative energy. I get Seven of Cups as the answer card. I feel like you'll have a good time with the Page of Cups. I feel like you may be going with some people that you feel comfortable with. I don't want to necessarily say that you care about them, but I just feel that you feel comfortable with them. I do get Ace of Wands as the first card out. That means the beginning of something new. It's something new for work. Okay. So So you're going to acquire some kind of knowledge, the cards are saying, which is going to help you to future. So you're, Christina, you're very creative yourself, okay? So what I feel you're going to do is you're going to take this knowledge that you've been, that you'll be given, and you're going to turn it into something else.
Okay.
Which makes, you know, for you, that makes sense. And if you can explain what I mean by that, it would help. Because these episodes are on demand, sweetheart. So customers listen to them and then call me.
So explain what that really means. Well, I'm definitely very creative.
Keep going,
and I am going to be going. I am going to be going on a training where for the new company for a new job, and it's going to be a lot of knowledge gain. And I know this company is a situation where I could, if I chose to, absolutely branch off and do my own consulting, security, cybersecurity consulting. I think the knowledge will be very valuable to me, kind of long term too. About, so anything, do you pick up anything on those cards related to like the social outings or the aspects of it?
Let's see, show me the private side of her trip, please.
Yeah.
The pleasure side. Show me the pleasure side of her trip, please. Okay. Well, you know, I'm really honest, okay? And sometimes when I'm honest, I don't necessarily, I say things that we don't necessarily want to hear, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. However, in hearing my news, you're not alone. I'm right here with you, supporting you, okay? So there's going to be a part of you that's not going to want to go out and have fun. That's what I feel. You're going to just want to be alone. That's what the first two cards are saying. Like, you don't want to put in the effort. Okay? However, I do feel that somebody invites you and pushes you when you go. Okay? And it does say that you will have a really good time. Okay? I do feel like there's a possibility for you to have an encounter or socialize with a gentleman. I want to say he's older, and I feel like he has brown hair, brown or green eyes, very good build, and he knows how to make a lot of money.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like me on business trip, and I wanted to stay in my hotel room and not stay up because I got to get up early in the morning. But there is a social aspect of my job that I kind of, you know, so I'm going to listen to that, and I'm going to take that from you.
Yeah, because I feel, honestly, I like the big wigs are watching you.
Yes. Oh, that's a very good point, yes. Yes.
So you have to go out and you have to socialize. They want to see how you interact with other people.
Oh, I never thought about that because I am in sales, so they probably would like to see that side. Yeah. Okay, great. See, there's always a reason why I call you. And I'm going to be calling you in the next couple of weeks. I got to get caught up on some things, but I will be calling you and spending a lot more time with you on Keen. I value everything that you share. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Patricia. Have a good show. Okay.
Take care, Mom. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, you're live on the air with Patricia. Your name? Pat 58. Your name?
Delphine, and I'm from Illinois.
Hi, Delphine. It's been a while since I've spoken to you. How are you?
I'm fine.
So how can I help you?
My question is, are you picking up anything positive in regards to new love or finding a better job and finding a better job?
Let me see. So those are two questions. So we're going to look at the new job first. Okay? So we'll definitely find a new job. Yes or no? You will find a new job. You have to be patient, and you can't give up.
Okay. Okay, because I've been going on interviews.
Okay.
So I've been going on interviews, so nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says there is good news coming, and I do feel like you just have to wait a little while. So you can't give up.
Okay. Okay.
The job market's different than it used to be. You know, we used to just be able to send out 10 or 20 resumes and get a job. It's not that way anymore.
Okay. All right. So I'll be patient. Hopefully it's before the end of the year. Or.
Well, we'll have to look at that privately. So your next question was your love life, honey?
Yes. New love, yes.
The new love coming for her. Girl, there is new love coming for you. And honestly, there is somebody else coming back, I feel. Because I get two kings in this spread. So there's new love coming to answer your question. I also feel there's somebody else coming back. Because I get the world card, and the world card means, like, it means to that somebody wants to have a relationship with you, but they want to do it differently than they than the way they did it before.
Well, I'm kind of done with that one. Whoever it is. It's called a pass for a reason. It's called a pass for a reason.
That's a good idea. We could make a psychic board game. That's a good one. You pick up the prediction. Well, when you read the prediction, no pass. God's going to roll the dice again.
But the new one,
like I said, there's two kings in here. I feel like because the first two cards are two queens, that's surprise news. So meeting this new person, they show up in your life when you completely don't expect them to.
Oh wow. Okay. Wow, so that's exciting.
Right? And I also get work cards. The reading is saying that there's a work aspect to you possibly meeting them, or you have something in common with them related to work.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully it's not at work, because I just had like a few months of bad experience with someone where I used to work with a date. So I'm like, no, I'm not trying to do that one.
Yeah, I don't feel it's that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the other thing I see in this spread is I get two aces, so this new person coming in, they're designed to bring you a lot of good changes. They're in the you guys, there'll be great conversation between the two of you as well.
And this is new. Like you said, no one I haven't met. New means no one I have never met before. Correct?
No one you haven't met. But that other person that we've talked about, the one that you said I'll pass on, that they're going to come back around. They're lingering.
They're going to try.
Yeah, they're going to try. That's right. They're going to try. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I am so excited.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great evening, and thank you for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. We are done for tonight. I appreciate everybody that's called in. I will be logging on to Keen shortly. You can arrange a call with me. Thank you for joining us on Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I am generally on Keen at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time until 9:30 p.m. at night. If I'm not on, I invite you to arrange a call, or I also invite you to send me an email. Thank you for allowing me to be of service, and have a great night.